Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are going deep on a document that one of you sent over. It's called The Future is Here, Part 2, How Emerging Tech will Change Your Life.
Yeah, so it sounds like you're about to get personally impacted by some pretty serious tech here.
Yeah.
We're talking gene editing, space travel.
Wow.
Robots, maybe making your morning coffee soon.
Yeah.
So let's break down some of the biggest developments here and how they might change things for you.
Yeah, it's certainly an interesting look at where things seem to be heading.
Okay, let's jump right in. Let's start with biotechnology and genetic engineering.
Okay.
This document actually mentions something called the Enigma, which sounds super top secret.
Yeah.
It talks about how it will impact the way we program robots in the future. So clearly that's going to be important.
Yeah.
But even beyond that, there's this whole world of synthetic biology where scientists are building artificial cells and basically reprogramming organisms for industrial use.
It's wild what they can do. It really is. It feels very sci-fi, but it's happening.
Right.
Like right now.
Yeah. And what's fascinating is how these advancements tie into personalized medicine. Imagine receiving medical treatments tailored precisely to your genetic makeup.
Okay.
This document really highlights the potential of genomic analysis to make that a reality.
So no more one-size-fits-all medicine. We're talking treatments designed for you based on your DNA.
Exactly.
That could be a game changer for so many people.
It could. It could lead to targeted therapies for a whole range of conditions.
Wow.
Potentially even cures for inherited diseases.
Wow.
However, we need to be mindful of the potential implications of such powerful technology.
That's true. That's true. Okay, so speaking of pushing boundaries, next up is space exploration.
Hi.
SpaceX is apparently aiming to establish human colonies on Mars.
Wow.
Using their Starship program, while NASA is working on a sustainable presence on the moon with Artemis.
So it sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, but it's becoming reality.
I know, it's crazy. And then on top of that, there's the potential of asteroid mining.
Asteroid mining.
Which could provide us with vast resources beyond Earth.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable to think about the possibilities.
Hold on, asteroid mining. That's not just a sci-fi plot anymore. What could that mean for someone like me back here on Earth?
Well, imagine accessing rare and valuable minerals from asteroids. It could revolutionize industries like electronics, leading to even more powerful and efficient gadgets in your hands. However, such endeavors would require unprecedented global cooperation to ensure responsible and sustainable resource extraction.
Okay, so we've got space travel, we've got robots, now we're mining asteroids. It really does feel like we're living the future already. This document also dives into blockchain and decentralized technologies.
Mm-hmm.
I know a little bit about cryptocurrency, but this goes way beyond that, right? Mm-hmm. The document highlights decentralized finance, or DeFi, which is supposedly changing the banking system as we know it.
Right.
Another of these smart contracts, automating agreements without the need for intermediaries.
Yeah, think of it this way. You need a loan. With DeFi, you could potentially bypass traditional banks.
Right.
And access funding directly from a global network of lenders through a secure and transparent system.
Yeah.
Smart contracts could streamline the whole process, making it more efficient and cost-effective.
So potentially faster loans with less paperwork, all through this decentralized network.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty appealing.
Yeah.
What's the catch?
Well, while the potential benefits are significant, it's important to acknowledge the challenges. This new system would raise questions about regulation and oversight, requiring governments and institutions to adapt to this rapidly evolving landscape.
It makes sense with all these incredible advancements. We need to make sure things stay safe and fair. Now, shifting gears to something a bit more pressing, the document talks about climate change and some potential solutions. There's carbon capture and storage, CCS, which is being used to reduce emissions. And then there's this concept of solar geoengineering, which aims to reflect sunlight away from Earth to combat global warming.
That sounds like something straight out of a science fiction movie.
I know, right? It's like we're controlling the planet's thermostat.
Yeah.
It's both fascinating and a little terrifying.
It really highlights the complex challenges we face in addressing climate change. It requires a multifaceted approach with both mitigation and adaptation strategies.
Okay. All right, let's move on to something that sounds straight out of a science fiction movie.
Yeah.
Brain-computer interfaces, or BCIs.
BCIs.
The document mentions projects like Neuralink, which are working on technology that allows our brains to communicate directly with devices.
It's a remarkable frontier. with the potential to revolutionize healthcare and enhance human capabilities.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
The idea of connecting our brains to devices, it's a little unnerving, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about the potential risks?
With any groundbreaking technology, we need to be aware of potential risks and ethical considerations. Security and privacy of brain data are paramount.
Yeah.
Researchers are diligently working to address these concerns and ensure responsible development and implementation.
It seems like there's a lot to figure out before we start plugging our brains into computers.
Yeah.
Now onto a topic that I know always sparks debate, robots.
Robots. They've been capturing our imaginations for decades, haven't they?
They have.
And now they're becoming increasingly integrated into our lives.
The document specifically mentions humanoid robots, like the Tesla bot designed to help us with everyday tasks. And we're already seeing automated systems changing industries like logistics, healthcare, and agriculture.
That's right.
What does this mean for the future of work? Will robots eventually take over all our jobs?
That's a question that many people are asking. The reality is that automation will likely lead to some job displacement, but it will also create new opportunities.
Okay.
Imagine robots handling hazardous or repetitive tasks, freeing up humans to focus on more creative and fulfilling work. The key will be to adapt and acquire new skills that complement these advancements.
It sounds like the future of work will require us to be more flexible and adaptable than ever before.
Exactly. It's about finding the right balance between human ingenuity and technological advancements.
Okay, time to move on to something that might seem less flashy, but is equally revolutionary. Advanced materials.
Advanced materials.
This might sound boring compared to robots and space travel, but the document suggests it's going to be a game changer.
You know, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of robots and space exploration, but the foundation of so many of these advancements lies in something much smaller, advanced materials.
You're right. We kind of glossed over that. The document mentioned graphene, which is apparently stronger than steel, but also super thin and flexible. I'm still not quite sure what to make of it.
Imagine a material so thin that it's essentially two-dimensional, a single layer of carbon atoms arranged in a honeycomb pattern.
Okay.
That's graphene. And despite its thinness, it's about 200 times stronger than steel.
Wow.
Incredibly lightweight.
Yeah.
And an excellent conductor of heat and electricity.
So we're talking about a material that's super strong, super thin, and super conductive. What could we even do with something like that?
Yeah.
The potential applications are vast. Think about smartphones with batteries that last for weeks.
Okay.
Incredibly durable and lightweight aircraft, or even high-speed electronics that operate with minimal energy consumption. Graphene could make all of that possible.
It's like something out of a comic book.
Yeah.
And the document mentioned other advanced materials, like self-healing materials.
Self-healing materials.
That sounds straight out of science fiction.
It might sound futuristic, but it's becoming a reality. Imagine a world where your car's paint could repair, minor scratches on its own, or cracks in concrete structures could seal themselves, reducing maintenance costs and increasing safety.
Now that would make life easier. And what about lightweight composites? The document highlighted their importance in aerospace designs.
Lightweight composites are essentially a combination of different materials that, when combined, create something stronger and lighter than traditional materials.
Okay.
Think about aircraft made with these composites. They'd be more fuel efficient and could potentially travel much farther.
So we're talking about lighter airplanes, longer flights, and maybe even cheaper tickets. Sign me up. But seriously, it's incredible to think about how these materials are shaping the future of so many industries.
Yeah.
However, with all this focus on technological advancements, it's important to remember the human element.
You bring up a crucial point. As we embrace these advancements, we need to be mindful of their impact on society and the workforce.
For example, the increasing automation of jobs is a valid concern.
It's something a lot of people are worried about.
Will robots eventually take over all the jobs?
Yeah.
Leaving humans with nothing to do?
It's not necessarily about robots taking over, but rather about a shift in the types of jobs that will be available.
Okay.
Automation will likely displace some existing jobs, but it will also create new opportunities in fields that require human creativity, problem solving, and emotional intelligence.
So it's not about humans versus robots, but about finding ways to work together and leverage technology to create a better future for everyone.
Precisely. It's about recognizing that technology is a tool that we can use to enhance our lives, but it's up to us to ensure that it's used responsibly and ethically.
It seems like every advancement comes with its own set of challenges and opportunities. So how do we prepare for a future where technology is constantly evolving and reshaping the world as we know it?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, I know, right?
Adaptability, creativity, and a willingness to embrace lifelong learning will be crucial.
Okay.
We need to equip ourselves with the skills and mindsets to navigate a world where the jobs of tomorrow may not even exist today.
It sounds like we need to be comfortable with uncertainty and embrace the unknown. This document doesn't just paint a picture of a futuristic world. It highlights the need for us to evolve along with it.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that technology is not just something that happens to us, but something that we actively shape and influence.
So as we delve deeper into this document and explore the future of work and the technologies, that will shape it. Let's keep in mind the importance of human agency and the need to use these advancements responsibly and ethically.
It's a journey we embark on together, navigating the challenges and harnessing the opportunities to create a future that benefits all of humanity.
Okay, ready to dive into the next section and see what other surprises this document has in store for us.
I'm sure it will be enlightening.
I'm particularly interested in seeing how these advancements will impact our daily lives.
After all, technology is ultimately time, about enhancing our lives and creating a world where we can thrive.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've journeyed from gene editing to space mining and explored the potential of advanced materials. But now it's time to tackle the big question, the future of work. How will these advancements change the way we earn a living? And what skills will be crucial in this evolving landscape?
It's a fascinating topic, and one that's on a lot of people's minds. It's not just about robots replacing humans, but about how technology is fundamentally reshaping the nature of work itself.
Okay.
The skills that were essential in the past may not be as relevant in the future, and we need to adapt to this new reality.
So it's not just about learning a specific trade or profession anymore. It's about being adaptable, creative.
Yeah.
And always willing to learn new things.
Exactly.
What kind of skills should we be focusing on to thrive in this future job market?
Critical thinking and problem solving will be essential.
Okay.
Imagine a world where information is constantly at your fingertips. The ability to sift through that information and analyze it and make sound judgments will be more valuable than ever.
That makes a lot of sense. We're already overwhelmed with information these days. Being able to filter out the noise and find a signal will be key. What else?
Creativity and innovation. Will be highly sought after. As automation takes over routine tasks, the ability to think outside the box, come up with new ideas, and find creative solutions to complex problems will be a major asset.
So the future belongs to the artists.
Uh-huh.
The inventors, the dreamers, those who can push boundaries and challenge the status quo. It's not just about being a cog in the machine anymore.
Right.
But it's not just about individual brilliance either.
Yeah.
Right? Collaboration will still be crucial.
Absolutely. As work becomes more complex and interconnected, we'll need to collaborate effectively in teams, communicate clearly across different disciplines, and build strong relationships with people from diverse backgrounds.
It's almost like we need to become super collaborators, combining our technical skills with strong emotional intelligence and interpersonal skills. What about adaptability? With technology changing so rapidly, we'll need to be ready to learn and adapt on the fly.
Precisely. The pace of change is only going to accelerate. So the ability to embrace new technologies, learn new skills quickly, and adapt to evolving circumstances will be paramount. Those who are comfortable with uncertainty and embrace lifelong learning will have a significant advantage.
It sounds like the future of work is less about what you know and more about how quickly you can learn and adapt. It's a whole new way of thinking about careers. So what does this mean for someone like me? Who's trying to figure out their path? What industry should I be paying attention to?
Based on this document and current trends, fields like biotechnology, renewable energy, artificial intelligence, and space exploration are poised for significant growth.
Okay.
But it's not just about those cutting-edge industries. Technology is transforming almost every sector, from healthcare and education to finance and manufacturing.
It's like the whole world is being reshaped by technology. It's exciting, but also a little overwhelming. How do we navigate this constantly changing landscape?
Yeah.
I think the key is to cultivate a growth mindset. Be curious and never stop learning. Don't be afraid to experiment, try new things, and step outside your comfort zone. And perhaps most importantly, stay connected with others. Build relationships and be part of the conversation about how we shape the future.
That's a great point. The future isn't something that happens to us. It's something we create together. It's about being proactive, taking ownership of our own learning and development, and collaborating with others to build a future that benefits everyone.
Exactly.
But what's the main takeaway for our listener today?
The future of work is full of possibilities, but it also requires us to adapt and evolve, embrace lifelong learning, cultivate essential skills like critical thinking and creativity, and be open to new opportunities. And remember, technology is a tool that we can use to create a better future for ourselves and generations to come.
This deep dive has been a whirlwind tour of the future, from gene editing and space travel to advanced materials and the future of work. It's clear that we're living in a time of unprecedented change, but it's also a time of incredible opportunity. What excites you the most about the future? And what are you most curious to see unfold?
For me, the most exciting aspect is the potential for technology to solve some of humanity's greatest challenges.
Yeah.
From climate change and disease to poverty and inequality.
Yeah.
I'm eager to see how we can harness these advancements to create a more just and sustainable world.
That's a great point. It's not just about the cool gadgets
in
futuristic inventions. It's about using technology to create a better future for everyone. Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into The Future is Here. We hope you've enjoyed this exploration and feel inspired to continue learning and engaging with these topics.
Remember, the future is not preordained. It's a canvas waiting for us to paint our vision upon it. So what will your contribution be?
That's a great question to ponder as we sign off.
Thank you for joining us on The Deep Dive. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've gone from gene editing to space mining and even talked about the power of advanced materials. But now it's time to really dig into something that's probably on everyone's minds, the future of work. How are these advancements going to change how we make a living?
It's a really interesting topic.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's something that a lot of people are thinking about.
For sure.
And it's not just about robots taking jobs.
Mm-hmm.
It's about technology fundamentally reshaping how we even think about work.
Hmm.
You know, those skills that were super important in the past may not be as important in the future.
Yeah.
And that means we need to adapt.
So it's not just about learning a trade or profession anymore. It's more about being adaptable and creative.
Oh.
Always being willing to learn new things. What kind of skills should we be focusing on if we want to succeed in this future job market?
You know, I would say critical thinking and problem-solving skills are going to be absolutely essential.
You know, imagine a world where information is just constantly flowing to you from everywhere.
Yeah, it's already kind of like that.
Right. So being able to kind of sift through all that information, analyze it, make good decisions based on what you're seeing, that's going to be even more valuable than it is today.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
We're kind of overwhelmed with information already these days.
Right. So being able to sort of filter out the noise and find the actual good stuff, that's going to be key.
Okay. What else?
Creativity and innovation.
Okay.
Those things are going to be really, really sought after.
Yeah.
You know, as automation takes over more and more of the routine tasks.
Right.
The ability to think differently, come up with new ideas, find those creative solutions to complex problems, those are the skills that are going to make a real difference.
So it sounds like the future belongs to the artists, the inventors, the dreamers, those who push boundaries and challenge how things are done. It's not just about being another part of the system anymore.
That's right. It's about really making your mark.
But it's not just about being brilliant on your own, is it?
Yeah, definitely not.
Collaboration is still going to be important.
Absolutely. As work becomes more and more complex and everything's kind of interconnected, we're going to need to be able to collaborate effectively.
Okay.
Communicate clearly across different fields and specializations. Build strong relationships with people who are different from us.
It's almost like we need to become super collaborators.
Yeah.
Combining technical skills with, you know, emotional intelligence and just being good at connecting with people.
I think that's a great way to put it. Being able to understand others and work well with them is going to be just as important as your technical expertise.
What about adaptability? With technology changing so fast, it seems like we'll need to be ready to learn new things really quickly.
You're absolutely right. The pace of change, if anything, it's just going to get faster.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
Right. So the ability to embrace new technologies, learn new skills quickly, and adapt to changing situations, those are going to be really valuable traits. People who are comfortable with things being a little uncertain and who actually enjoy learning new things, they're going to have a real advantage.
So the future of work is less about what you know right now. And more about how fast you can pick up new things.
Exactly.
It's a whole different way of looking at careers.
It is. It's a real shift in thinking.
So what does all this mean for someone like me?
Sure.
Who's trying to figure out what they want to do?
Yeah.
What industries should I be keeping an eye on?
Well, based on this document that you sent us,
yeah,
and what we're seeing in the world right now, fields like biotechnology,
mm-hmm,
renewable energy, artificial intelligence, space exploration, those are all areas that are likely to see massive growth in the coming years.
It's like the whole world's being reshaped by technology.
Yeah.
It's exciting, but it's also kind of overwhelming.
It is. But I think the key is to just be open to new possibilities. Okay. Cultivate that growth mindset.
And just never stop learning.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to experiment.
Try new things. Step outside my comfort zone.
Exactly. And I think maybe even more importantly, stay connected with people.
Oh.
Build relationships. Be part of the conversations that are shaping the future.
That's a great point. The future isn't just something that happens to us. It's something we create together.
I couldn't agree more. It's about taking an active role, owning our own learning, and working together to build a future that works for everyone.
So what's the one thing you want our listener to take away from this conversation about the future of work?
I think the biggest takeaway is this. The future of work is full of potential, but it also demands that we be ready to adapt and evolve.
So be a lifelong learner. Develop those essential skills like critical thinking and creativity, and be open to new opportunities as they arise.
That's it. And remember, technology is a tool. It's up to us to use it to create a better future for ourselves and for generations to come.
Well, this deep dive has been a wild ride. We've talked about everything from gene editing to space travel, advanced materials, to the future of work.
It's been quite a journey.
It's clear we're living in a time of amazing change.
We are.
But also a time of incredible opportunity.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be alive.
What are you most excited about? And what are you most curious to see as the future unfolds?
You know, for me, the most exciting thing is seeing how we can use technology to address some of the biggest challenges facing humanity. Climate change, disease, poverty, inequality. I'm really curious to see how we harness these advancements to create a more just and sustainable world.
It's a good point. It's not just about the cool gadgets or futuristic inventions. It's about using technology to make a real difference in the world.
Exactly.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into The Future Is Here.
It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you.
We hope you've enjoyed this exploration as much as we have, and we hope you're inspired to continue learning about these topics.
Remember, the future isn't something that's already set in stone. It's something we're all creating together. So go out there and make your mark.
That's a great thought to leave everyone with. Thank you for joining us on The Deep Dive.